Adam? What time is it?
You haven't seen my whites.
What, your cricket stuff?
I've got the trousers. Can't find a shirt.
Well, it's just gone 8. The game doesn't start for hours.
I know.
Oh, what happened to your nice lion before I go in for an hour to finish off the wedding cake?
I'm going over to the farm.
What, now?
Yes.
But your mum invited us to lunch, not breakfast.
Ian.
What?
Why on earth did you put it in the chest of drawers?
Did I?
You must have done. It's completely wrinkled now.
Well, it's a sports shirt, isn't it?
Cricket whites hang up.
So, no brownie points for even trying to put the wash away.
I can't wear it like this.
You don't have to. I'll earn it before I go to Grey Gables.
You can't.
If it stops you looking like you've got trapped wind, I'm happy to.
I'm going now.
What for?
You really weren't listening last night, were you?
Well, you're playing in Westbury this afternoon, after your mum's given us lunch.
And before lunch, I'm completing the soil protection review on the farm.
Right.
Yeah. And if I take my kit with me, I won't have to waste time coming back.
Sorry, I must have missed that particular detail.
You weren't taking a scrap of notice, you mean?
I forgot, I'm sorry.
That's all right, it doesn't matter.
Maybe we're just getting out of the habit of talking.
We've both been busy.
You know it's more than that.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, so, you acknowledge there is a problem?
There won't be when you've been back into the real world.
I'm not being unrealistic.
I don't want to go over it again.
Look, just please, sit down. I'll tell you what I've been thinking.
Have you changed your mind?
No. I still want to be a father.
Then there's nothing to talk about.
Why won't you sit down for 5 minutes?
I need to get going. I'll see you at Mum's.
Adam! Oh, terrific.
Hello.
Hold on, Caroline.
I thought you were gone.
I'm just off now. I wanted to check if there's anything else I need to do while I'm at work.
Well, for the wedding?
Yeah.
Well, other than admire the cake, I don't think so.
Well, I can't think of anything either. Not now Linda seems to be taking complete control.
Oh, do you know if she's found a family room for my lot yet?
Mm-hmm. She's putting them next to the Royal Garden Suite.
Oh, well, little Billy will love looking out on the birds.
Goodness, it's mucky in here.
Well, you've got a bit to learn about cows, darling, haven't you?
I'll leave that to you, thanks.
Ah, view over the garden will be perfect. Eleanor says Billy's becoming wildlife mad.
He must have inherited his grandfather's genes, then.
Oh, I hope he turns out a lot smarter than me.
Oh, thank you, Oliver.
You don't think
what you're doing this week is quite smart?
One of the cleverest things I've ever done, my darling. Getting married to you.
I should think so. So there's nothing else I need to do?
Well, if you're not busy enough, you can always come back and help get the dairy ready.
Oh, tempting, but no thanks.
Well, now we've got the plumbing sorted, we've just got to hope the dairy engineer knows his stuff.
Oh, when's he coming?
Tomorrow. Oh. He's got to get the separator, pasteuriser and all the rest working before the hygiene inspector rolls up.
Did you have to agree on Wednesday for the inspection?
No, it's all right, darling. It'll be over long before I have to pick up the rings.
I hope so.
Yes, but I have noticed a touch of verdigris on one of the pipes. So if you don't mind...
Well, go ahead.
I mean, I want to get it cleaned and painted this morning.
So as there's nothing else to do for Thursday.
No, it all seems to be going very well now.
Touch wood.
We've got Perth booked, Roy singing for the champagne celebration of the staff and... Oh, you are looking for some wood?
No, of course not.
Yeah, touch my head.
I wasn't... I'm sure Scotland will be lovely.
What are we doing with your brother? He's coming the day before, isn't he?
Oh, I gave Simon the choice.
Huh?
Staying with us or Grey Gables. He's gone for the latter.
Yeah, very sensible. Staying well clear of the chaos.
We won't be chaotic, will we?
No, of course not.
We shouldn't be.
No, we'll be fine.
Reception's arranged. I've got the hairdresser booked for Thursday morning. The witnesses are fully briefed.
Ah.
Not that there's a lot for them to be concerned with. Oliver?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned witnesses. There's something rather important I've neglected to do.
It's never been that much of a problem.
Maybe not, but there's definite water erosion.
It's hardly surprising, given the slope.
The question is, what can we do about it?
What does DEFRA expect us to do? Reverse the laws of gravity?
It'd be easy enough to move the gates to the top. If we hedge across the gap, that'll stop the runoff.
Oh, Adam, I mean, do you think anyone will ever actually ask to see our soil review?
I don't know. They're entitled to.
Seems such a faff.
We've got to show we're serious about cross-compliance.
Oh, I know.
Unless you want to risk losing a slice of the SFP as a penalty.
Well, the Pretty Deaf aren't more interested in tree protection.
Hmm?
Then they wouldn't create so much paperwork.
It's not taking that long.
All the same, I don't know why you had to drag me out now.
I told you I can do it by myself.
No.
Right.
Just surprised you haven't got better things to do with a Sunday morning.
I wanted to get out.
Thought you might be having extra nets.
Hardly. Westbury aren't that much of a challenge.
All the same, if Ambridge is serious about entering the village competition next year...
Yeah, we definitely want to give it a try.
You're really trying to poach Darrington's demon bowler.
Kev Machin. Roy's talked to Alistair about it. He likes the idea of making an approach.
It all seems very shady.
Oh, nonsense.
Isn't this what fills the tabloids? Shadowy go-betweens, illicit bungs.
Roy's simply here to see if Kev fancies a move.
Well, I suppose it'd be an improvement on Tony turning out for you.
Were you expecting Oliver?
No. I can see Tony batting with a bath chair one of these days.
Not if we get some new players.
Morning! Jenny thought I might catch you up here.
Morning, Oliver.
Hi.
Hello, Adam. Brian, I'm afraid I'm going to be a frightful nuisance.
Oh, yeah?
I meant to ask you days ago, but didn't get round to it.
Ask me what?
Well, apart from being a witness, would you mind saying a few words on Thursday?
Oh.
Yeah, after the wedding. I mean, nothing grand.
You want me to make a speech?
Well, I'm worried the reception may seem a non-event if somebody doesn't get up on their hind legs.
Oh, yes, you've got to have a speech or two afterwards.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Well,
you know the form. I mean, a bit of harmless blather about me. You and Caroline, of course.
A vote of thanks to everyone who's helped.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Naturally, I'm honoured, Oliver. But surely there's someone else better placed to do it.
Well, no, not really.
Go on, Brian. You're a natural at that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. I mean, literally, Brian, a
the
few
thing
words.
Is, I mean, it's quite a while since I've done anything like it.
You could do it in your sleep.
I mean, like I say, nothing fancy. But, hey, I mean, if you really don't like the idea...
No. Of course I'll do it, Oliver.
Sure?
It'll be a pleasure.
Ah, thanks very much. And Caroline will be pleased, too.
It's magnificent.
It hasn't turned out too badly.
Oh, and the icing. You could dive into it. It looks luscious.
Well, that's what took most of the work, but... I have to admit, I'm quite pleased.
Ian?
Hmm?
Any chance of trying a tiny piece?
Oh, no, you mustn't touch the icing.
Oh, is it bad luck?
No, there's no need. I know what brides-to-be are like, so... I made some spare.
Oh, well done. Is it all right to...
Yeah, go on.
Oh. Oh, now that is gorgeous.
Thanks.
Hmm. What's the warm flavour?
Oh, that's a hazelnut liqueur I get from Italy.
Oh, it's divine. Well done, you.
So there you are. That's one less thing to worry about.
I'm not worried at all, actually.
You've got everything organised then?
Oliver's tying up some loose ends now, but otherwise, yes.
Excellent.
Except that Carly still hasn't replied to our invitation.
It'd be nice if she came.
Yeah, we'd like her to, very much.
You've got a lot out of fostering, haven't you?
Oh, yes. Not much chance of carrying it on now, but I'm glad we had a go.
You both seem to have enjoyed it.
It's been very hard work.
I'm sure.
Though, in an odd way, it's the awkward children you get the most satisfaction from.
Oh, yeah, I remember you having fun and games with Bruno.
Oh, it's just when I didn't know about him before we started. I had so many doubts then.
Did you?
Oh, loads.
But it was worth it in the end?
Absolutely.
I reckon there must be a lot of folk like you.
In what way?
You know, people who don't really see themselves as parent material.
I've never thought of myself like that.
But I mean, if they were more open-minded about bringing children into their lives, they might surprise themselves.
Mum says it won't be much longer.
Where's he have got to?
He knows what time lunch is.
If I had my way, you'd be getting hard tack, not venison.
How come I'm in trouble? I've done a good morning's work. Oh,
piping up when Oliver appeared.
Oh, that.
If you gushed any more about my talents, he'd have me juggling between courses. Now, that'll be in now.
Alice is in the hall. I can't see why you're making such a fuss about one little speech.
The guests don't want to hear me waffle on. I'll be watching the World Cup or Wimbledon.
They wouldn't.
No idea what to say.
What's the problem? You've been in the same consortium as Oliver for years.
No, it's not that.
You must know a thing or two about Caroline.
Well, yes, I suppose I do.
There you are, then. You'll be fine.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Ian. Oh,
sorry I'm late. The kitchen was going crazy, so I helped Bernie prep him before I came away.
No, you're in good time. Won't be long.
Oh, great.
What did Caroline think of the cake?
Yeah, she seemed quite impressed.
This is the wedding cake?
Yeah.
Oh, you must be pleased.
Oh, relieved, more like. I wouldn't want to start over again.
No. It's quite a responsibility, isn't it?
Yes.
Jenny,
it's nice out there.
I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead, Brian.
Well, we were talking about your friend last night, Madeline.
Oh, Mads?
Yeah, she's got a very striking personality, hasn't she?
Yeah.
We both thought that. She has, hasn't she, Adam?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, very striking.
She certainly has an impact on people.
Looks like it'll be nice for the cricket.
Yes.
Nice and sunny.
I'll just see how Jenny's getting on.
Have you had a nice morning?
Very useful, thank you.
It was interesting with Caroline. She was talking about inviting Carly.
Really?
Yeah, and that sort of led on to fostering in general. She was telling me how much she got out of it.
Ian.
I know fostering and fathering are two different things, but...
There's nothing more to say.
Right, well, suppose I need to talk. Look, Caroline wasn't sure about fostering to start with, and you might be the same.
No.
I mean, if you kept an open mind, you might actually enjoy sharing the responsibility with me.
For heaven's sake! How is any poor baby meant to cope with both of us?
Well, it'll get twice the care.
Twice the hang-ups. The therapists will be busy for years.
No.
It can only lead to one very mixed-up child.
It doesn't have to. I mean, if...
Good news, chaps. Jenny's about to serve up.
That's great. Smashing. Let's go through, eh?
Caroline, do you have a moment?
Oh, will it keep, Linda? I want to look in on the kitchen.
Unfortunately, I'm about to go off shift.
Oh, all right.
The completed bookings for your guests. I hope you approve.
I have every faith in your judgment.
Can you see?
Yes. You've already told me about Eleanor.
Yes, I've saved 19 for your brother. It's my favourite first floor room. Lovely views.
I'm sure he'll be delighted.
And with a little manoeuvring, I've managed to keep room 2 free for Lord Netherbourne.
Oh, Uncle Adrian isn't staying over?
For the day itself, I thought he'd like somewhere to freshen up.
Oh, that's a very good idea.
I've kept him close to the function rooms. I understand he's not as mobile as he once was.
Thank you, Linda.
Seemed the natural thing to do.
Oh, dear. The wedding's creating a lot of extra work, isn't it?
Not at all. We're managing to keep up with the demands of the guest list.
We haven't invited that many people.
Oh, but it's the range that's so impressive. Not many could cast their nets so far and wide, from aristocracy...
Oh, one lord.
...right through to foster children.
I don't even know if Carly's coming.
Oh, but what a rich social mix. It speaks volumes for how highly regarded you and Oliver are.
Thank you, Linda.
Such a shame all your friends and colleagues can't be at the actual ceremony to express their goodwill.
We are trying to keep it manageable.
Naturally. Which is why those of us not fortunate enough to be invited must simply make it our business to ensure everything runs smoothly. Which is why I've drawn up one or two contingency plans.
You must be busy, Roy.
Oh, hello, Robert.
Overflow parking? Are you expecting hordes?
The Civil War Society's booked a meeting for this evening.
Oh, yeah, Lindy said.
We're not sure how many to expect, but thought I'd put the signs out while we're quiet.
Well, if you're not busy now, perhaps you'll finish on time for once.
Should do.
I said I'd collect her. We're going for a ramble through the country park.
Ooh, chosen a nice day for it.
Well, I wanted to do something positive with my spare time.
Oh, yeah. Any luck looking round?
You know. Did you get in touch with Kev?
Rang him last night.
Is he interested?
Not keen.
He doesn't want to leave Darrington.
Well, he's not sure what's in it for him.
Yeah, it's probably come as a shock, you asking.
I made a good case for him joining us.
I'm sure you did.
Told him we were serious about the village competition next year, that, you know, he'd get some good games.
And a chance of playing at Lord's.
Oh, yeah, you know, I did the full sell.
But he still wasn't interested.
said he wasn't, although...
You think he might be?
I reckon there must be some way of convincing him. Should we go in?
Oh, yeah. Lindy's probably waited by now.
I'm going to keep working on it.
You must.
I'm sure there was a spark of interest.
Ah, but now you're wondering, what if it's only a shower?
Linda.
Can we still take photographs outside? And the answer is yes.
Ah, there she is.
Because I've arranged to have an awning available in the Rose Garden at a moment's notice.
That's very good of you.
We can't let Borsetshire life down.
Am I too early?
Oh, Roy, good.
Something I can do?
Perhaps you could give us a moment, Robert.
Yeah, of course.
No need, Robert. You'll whisk Linda off straight away. She's been working hard all morning.
But I haven't explained what happens if there's a power failure.
Hey?
And all the lights go out during the ceremony.
That's not going to happen.
But thanks for thinking of it, Linda. Now, you simply must go for your walk.
It's very pleasant outside.
Oh. Oh, well, all right. Goodbye for the moment, then.
See you, Roy. Caroline.
Bye.
Yeah, see ya.
Thanks for all the hard work, Linda. Roy, do you know if anything's the matter with Ian?
I don't think so. Why?
He looked very pale when he came in. Quite stressed.
I've only said hello today. He seemed all right then.
I was going to talk to him, but then I got caught up here. Now I need to get back to the office.
Well, do you want me to check if he's okay?
Well, don't make a thing of it, but if you get the chance to see him about something else...
Oh, sure, yeah. Although I was going to make a couple of phone calls now.
Oh, not immediately. Any time this afternoon.
Okay.
Hope he's not falling ill. Not now.
Now, I have a suggestion to make, Robert.
What's that?
Well, we can't go walking on an empty stomach, can we?
I had the very same thought.
So, why don't we have a little something in the bistro first?
Oh, Lindy...
My treat!
That'd be nice, but we've got to save money, haven't we? So, I've made sandwiches.
Do you want to come in for a second, Will?
All right.
He's ready. I'll just get his buggy.
Yeah, I'll take him. Hello, George. Come on, let Mummy get your things.
Go on.
You can't hold on to both of us.
He's been clingy all morning.
What's that about, George?
It's been for a couple of days now. It's probably easier if...
Yeah, all right. You go with Mummy to get the buggy, then we're going for a picnic.
Is everything... your Mum and Dad all right?
Yeah.
No special news? Nothing happening?
No? What do you mean?
Nothing. Right, come on, Georgie. You let go of my arm. That's it, good boy.
Oh, can you manage?
I don't know why he's been like this.
Here, I'll take the buggy.
He's been real unsettled. Going backwards and forwards between us doesn't help.
It's my afternoon for him.
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying any different, of course it is.
Are you all right, Emma?
Yeah, I'm tired, that's all.
You look completely washed out.
I've had a couple of bad nights. He wakes up crying and then I don't get back to sleep.
You hanging on to both of us again?
I've tried catching up in the daytime, but... All right, go on, Georgie. Look, you're going with your daddy now.
Do you want to come with us?
Mama! What?
Well, I've got loads of food. Mum packed it. Mama! So why don't you come?
Well, are you serious?
George wants to be with both of us for once. Why not?
Mmm.
Too much mustard?
No.
I was rather heavy-handed.
No, not at all. It's just right.
I haven't had a very successful morning all round.
Well, the afternoon's going to be much better.
Mm.
Good walk, and this is nice. I always think the Rose Garden's lovely at this time of year.
I finally rang Andy Clark.
Andy? Oh, I met him once, didn't I?
The Christmas do at his company.
You used to get a lot of work from him at one time.
Not anymore. He's sold up.
Oh.
He sounded amazed. I'm still touting for work. Told me not to be so greedy.
Greedy?
He said I must have made my pile in IT by now.
Well, that was thoughtless of him.
Time to step aside and let the youngsters fill their boots. That's what he said.
Yes, well, pride in your work, not money, has always been your prime motivation.
Let's face it, Lindy, I've never had a head for business.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
No, I'm not.
Look, the world will seem completely different when you get your next contract.
Well, I wish I knew where it was coming from. Definitely not Paddy Cartwright.
You rang him as well?
I made a lot of calls. Paddy retired last December.
Retired? He must be 10 years younger than
At least.
Everyone I've worked with is getting out. Or they've already gone.
Well, all the better for you, then.
I don't see how.
Because what you've got to offer, Robert, is becoming rarer and more valuable experience.
That's code for past it in the IT world, Lindy.
Well, you must persuade people otherwise.
I went through all the recruitment websites again. Nothing.
You mustn't get downhearted.
I can't help it. It's really starting to worry me.
Have faith in yourself.
I wish I could. But I can't see when I'm ever going to get another job.
Yeah, banana sandwiches are nice, aren't they?
Ah, he's really got into, you know, trying to eat things by himself.
No, don't squeeze it, George.
Last night it was so funny.
What?
Let's wipe that off. Well, I've given him a rusk and been, like, chewing it for ages.
Yeah, he does that, doesn't he?
Yeah. Let Mummy help you. There you are, sweetheart. No, you eat that.
Yeah, he won't let go till it's turned to mush.
Well, yeah, that's what happened. Only I must have turned round. When I looked back, it had gone.
What, on the floor?
Well, I couldn't see where he dropped it.
Oh, he's such a mucky pup, aren't you, George?
Mm, but when Dad got up from the table later, there was this perfect squashed rusk stuck to his butt.
Causing trouble again, eh, were you?
You had enough now, sweetheart. I'll take that.
What's he seen? What are you looking at now?
Oh, it's that ball behind the flask.
Oh, yeah. Me and George got this game.
Right, let's get your mouth clean.
Where's it going, George? Where's the ball going?
Oh, look at his eyes.
Now let's roll it over here.
Oh, he's really following it.
And this way.
Oh, and look, it's disappeared.
What happened there?
That's right. You try and grab it.
And back to Mummy.
Come in.
Is this about time, Caroline?
Oh, no, not at all. I was only looking at Farndale Manor's holiday office.
Anything to worry about?
Nothing we can't beat. And their restaurant's so overpriced.
Oh, that's what we like to hear.
Did you get to the kitchen?
I had to sort out the cleaners first.
Oh, but you've spoken to Ian?
Eventually. He was giving Jacko a real rollicking when I went in.
Oh?
Yeah, something about a reduced stock going wrong.
Oh. The joys of being a commis chef. Yeah.
Well, after that, me and Ian had a civilised little chat about the bistro.
Right.
And then, just casually, I asked how he was doing in general.
And?
He's fine.
Really?
100%.
Oh, he didn't look it this morning.
Maybe he had a late night. Honestly, Caroline, there's nothing wrong with him.
Good.
So you can relax. You're not losing your chef for the big day.
I am relaxed, Roy.
Oh.
Completely.
Well, that's good.
Everything's in hand. It's all going to plan.
Great. So there's nothing left to do?
No.
And nothing bothering you?
Oh, not in the least. Why should it?
Oh, no reason, only...
What?
Well, I mean, it's only natural to... I remember getting jittery before my own wedding.
I'm not in the least bit jittery.
Oh, no, I wasn't suggesting...
I've seen far too much of life to get nervous about a simple civil ceremony.
Of course.
It's all plain sailing between now and Thursday. As long as Linda's potential disasters don't materialise.
I don't know where she got the business about the lights from.
She has a very active imagination.
Well, that's the nice way of looking at it.
It's a good job you interrupted when you did. I think a plague of locusts was next.
Listen, you mustn't let her make you nervous.
I'm not nervous, Roy. Everything's going very well. Fingers crossed.
Actually, you've had them crossed for the last couple of minutes.
Have I? Oh.
Still, as long as you're not nervous, that's the main thing.
Has that done the trick?
No, I think so.
Looks like it stopped the deer light coming in.
Well, it'd take a very thin sparrow to squeeze it now.
Mind you, they always get in somehow.
Yeah. Right, I'm coming down.
I've got it.
Once I've sealed round, it should be okay.
At least it'll keep the farm assurance boards happy.
Yeah, well, there isn't a grain store in the world that's 100% vermin-proof.
Of course there isn't.
Now, where have I put the sealant?
Did you hear Josh at breakfast?
No, what was he on about?
Lua Loxley last night.
Ah, oh, he enjoyed going back, didn't he?
He's full of how happy Monty is at Pet's Corner.
Oh, there we are. Oh, I still reckon he feels hard done by.
Josh? sure he wanted Monty to go there?
No, not about Monty, but, you know, who is it in his class? What's his name? No, the skinny lad.
What are you chuntering on about?
His classmate, you know. The one who went to the Queen's 80th birthday bash.
Tyler Summers.
Tyler Summers, that's the one.
I don't think Josh is bothered about that.
You're joking. He said Tyler wouldn't shut up about it yesterday.
Well, it's quite an honour. I'd make the fuss about it if I'd been invited.
You may be fractionally too old for a children's garden party.
Spoiled sport.
Hi there.
Oh, hello, Tom.
I was just wondering if you'd decided yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to phone you, wasn't I?
That's all right.
End of the week. Is that okay?
What's this?
Dropping off the Hereford cuts for Tom to take to the Royal.
Oh, yeah. We'll bring them to the business units on Friday.
AM or PM?
We're collecting our beef from Crowther's in the morning.
We'll have to allow some time to finish labelling there.
And then we usually deliver to our normal customers on the way back.
Is that going to make us too late?
No. Late is better. I'll be at Sawyer's from about 3 on.
Oh, well, that's fine.
We'll stick it in the cold store, then I'll load it up with my stuff on Saturday morning.
It's good of you to take it.
Well, there's no sense in running two vans up there.
We're really hoping the show's going to give our mail order a boost.
The stand always gets plenty of interest.
And if you push the samples properly, David.
Oh, I will. Plus, we've got some decent publicity to hand out.
Oh, yeah.
And the display boards look pretty good now, don't they?
That was the other reason for calling in. There you go. What do you think?
This your new leaflet?
Picked up 1,000 this morning.
So look. Tradition just got a fresh new taste. Tom Archer sausages.
A nice slogan. Who thought it up?
Well, Brenda and I were kicking some ideas around a while back, and it came out of that.
How come we haven't thought of anything as good?
Well, that's because Tom's not like us simple folk, is he? He's a high-flying executive, huh?
Oh, yeah.
He comes up with clever ideas because he doesn't have to get his hands dirty.
Whoa, not true. Come and watch me this afternoon.
What are you doing?
Dad's roped me and Brenda in. We're going through his carrots, stretched out on the lazy weeder.
That's the lot.
So, what, is Jeff ill?
No.
Fine, as far as I know.
Well, it's not very often you deliver the venison, Adam.
He's taking a couple of days off while we're quiet.
Wise man.
And I wanted to come up here anyway to apologise.
Oh?
Yeah, I didn't mean to be so snappy last night.
It doesn't matter.
I overreacted.
You got the wrong idea, that's all. Mads was only phoning me about a book.
Well, whatever.
You know, she raved about it while she was here. I just asked her to pass on the publisher's details to me.
I shouldn't have shouted at that. I'm sorry.
Apology accepted.
Good.
But honestly, there's nothing going on that you don't know about.
No?
No.
She must like books, then. She's been ringing most days.
Adam.
I'll get going.
No, hey, listen. I saw a sight this morning.
What was that?
Well, I was in the car park when Caroline came in. A magpie flies across and she goes, "Oh, good morning, Mr. Magpie."
So?
So she was talking to a bird.
It's an old tradition to ward off bad luck.
I know, but Caroline doing it. I mean, she's the most rational woman I know.
Just seems slightly out of character.
It's not like her at all.
Out you come.
It's pretty weedy, isn't it?
I've seen a lot worse, and it's worth doing.
Oh, yeah.
Took an awful long time persuading Dad to market the carrots ourselves, so now we need a good crop.
I love the bags. Having the story of Bridge Farm on is brilliant.
Yeah, it should have a picture of us two on it somewhere.
Yeah, lying on the weeder with big smiley faces.
Maybe next year.
Are you going to donate some to the fete?
Eh?
Carrots for the Vegetable Olympics.
Oh, Hayley's mad idea.
It's not mad, it's brilliant. And this lot will be perfect for Skittles.
So what else is in this Olympics? Swede shot put?
And cabbage bowling. I've suggested parsnip javelin as well.
What?
Can you imagine hurling a parsnip as far as you can? Extra points if it sticks in the mud.
I worry about you sometimes, Brenda.
Me and Hayley were talking about it last night. And of course, Phoebes was earwigging as usual.
Oh, look at that, it's a monster.
Afterwards, she starts kicking a potato around like a football.
Takes after her auntie, that girl. Completely mad.
Yeah, I must be. Doing this all afternoon. Oh, yeah, and you've got to sign the card I got for her.
Did you find a birthday present in the end?
Yeah. Got her a sparkly top. It's got kittens on. She'll love it. And some makeup.
It's tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah. She's going to be 8. I can't believe it.
She having a party after school?
No.
No, she isn't having a party.
Well, yes, she is.
I was going to say, you've got to when you're eight.
She's having some of her friends over and then, like, a birthday tea for the whole family, but that's on Sunday.
What, when we're at the Royal?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a pity you'll have to miss it.
Oh, it's good of you to think of it, Adam.
Well, there was some space left on the trailer. So, I thought I'd ask.
Where are the recycling guys collecting from?
Overton Farm. Need to be there by 2.
All right. Yeah, Bert was on about the new waste regs earlier.
Well, he's against them, I take it. More bureaucracy gone mad?
No, actually, you know, he's becoming a real little eco-warrior in his old age.
Ah, good for him.
Thinks it's about time farms stop burning plastics. He's also got a bee in his bonnet about saving water. Got Ruth a couple of water butts for the veg patch.
Good idea. Right. Is there anything else to go?
No, that's all the sacks and netting we had.
Right then. Oh, did you manage to get hold of an engineer?
Yeah, finally.
Ah.
So the grain store should be fine when you're over for the harvest.
What's wrong with the dryer?
Oh, nothing much, I hope. Sounded a little croaky when I tried it out, that's all.
Good service should sort it.
Yeah, probably. Though it is getting on a bit now.
You did well to get someone to agree to come out. Everyone I phone at the moment's booked for weeks.
Well, he got a cancellation. Of course, he has to come at an awkward time.
Oh, when's that?
Friday, when I'm meant to be delivering beef all day.
I guess there's no chance of rearranging if it's a cancellation.
Oh, well, you know, gets a job out of the way before I go to the Royal.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That'll make a nice few days off.
Hardly. I'll be busy plugging our beef most of the time.
I'm hoping Tom's venison bangers go well.
I'm sure they will.
It might remind Brian selling off assets isn't the only way to make money in farming.
Sit down, Bran.
Oh, no, thanks. Feels too good to be standing up again.
There you go.
Oh, cheers.
Yeah, you forget what legs are for after a few hours on the weeder.
That is bliss. And it got so hot, didn't it?
Oh, I was baking by the time we'd finished.
Oh, now before I forget...
What?
I need your autograph.
What for?
Phoebe's card.
Oh, right.
Unless you don't want to put your name on it.
Eh? Of course I do.
Well, that's all right then.
Why wouldn't I?
I don't want to be, you know, us having to sign everything together.
Brenda, it's all right. I think Phoebe's lovely. Sign a card for her any day.
There you go then. I've got a pen somewhere.
8 is great. Nice and glittery.
Yeah, she likes anything like that. Can't wait for tomorrow when she unwraps our present.
Yeah, at least you'll be there for the actual birthday.
Yeah.
You're not really missing out.
No, that's right.
Oh, it is a shame about Sunday.
Oh, don't worry about it. We've got to be at the Royal. It's important for the business.
Crucial.
And that's all there is to it. I'm looking forward to it.
She'll be able to read that, won't she?
Yeah, I'm just about.
That's my best signature.
Fine. No, it'll be good going away. 3 whole days.
It's going to be hard work.
I don't mind that. I like it when we spend time together, whatever we're doing.
You big softie.
Yeah, that's me.
Mm. We can get Phoebe a souvenir at the show, you know, some sweets or something to make up.
Yeah, there'll be loads of things.
We're looking forward to a beer all afternoon.
It's only because, well, it's her first birthday since we lost Mum.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter, really. I mean, I bet Phoebe doesn't even notice I'm not at the party.
But this is the guy who needs to press some buttons now late in this second half. Oh, a nice little nick there.
Oh. Oh, it's okay.
No, go ahead and watch.
It's all right. It's taped. It's not live.
You don't think you're getting a little bit obsessive, Ian?
Well, it's only once every 4 years.
But some of the matches you watched... what was it the other day?
No.
Switzerland and Korea? You must be the only person outside Geneva or Seoul actually watching.
It's just once you start following the tournament, you get hooked.
I can understand watching the England games. And who's this?
No, it doesn't matter. It's only a way of switching off after work.
I'm not complaining. You just don't seem to be doing anything else at the moment.
Look... It's going off. Well, to be honest, I'd rather be talking than watching football.
Doesn't seem like it.
Any idea why that might be?
I apologise for last night, didn't I?
Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate it.
It's just irritating, always having that thing on.
Well, is it at all possible this isn't about football?
No, that's exactly what it's about.
What, so there's no chance you're simply in a negative frame of mind?
I don't think I am.
Suppose I have an apology to make as well.
What for?
Well, I haven't handled things very well, have I? Not since Mads came.
No, that's not
again. No, I'm not. I've simply been thinking things through from your point of view.
And?
Well, it's only natural that you're focusing on the negatives.
What?
I'd be the same. But you don't have to feel threatened.
I don't, thank you very much.
Mads and I and the baby won't make some kind of inner circle with you and the outside.
Ian, this is pointless.
No, please, please, will you listen?
I'm not getting into a discussion.
Why not?
Because it can't go anywhere.
No, that's not very helpful.
Although, there is one small thought I'd like you to take on board.
Yeah, go on.
When a child's growing up, it needs stability.
Of course it does.
Things can't keep changing.
No, that's not what we're suggesting.
I know what it's like when you've got different fathers walking in and walking out.
It won't be like that. We want you involved from the start.
You get teased, you get mixed up. You don't even know who you're supposed to care about half the time.
We won't let that happen.
That's exactly what you're... let me guess, Mads?
It's okay.
It is, isn't it? Book club time?
It's all right, you can leave a message.
Go ahead and take it.
Adam...
You might as well talk to her. Because you've obviously stopped listening to anyone else.
Go on, in you go, girl. Well, that's good news then, Oliver.
Well, he had one or two minor concerns.
Oh, yeah? Such as?
Well, he says I mustn't let my record keeping get too rough and ready.
That's it, girl.
And he pointed out some dirt on the transfer pump.
Well, he must have good eyesight. I thought the storage area was spotless.
Well, nothing's spotless to a hygiene inspector, but at least it's nothing serious.
So otherwise he's happy?
Well, says the license of sale should come through without a hitch. He even complimented me on the calves.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah, well, I told him that's the value of feeding them on whole milk.
Well, they're certainly coming on fast.
And strong. Now we just need to get the processing and bottling side working.
Hey, I want to start making an income. With having a new wife to support soon.
Yeah, well, it takes deep pockets to get married these days.
And making a go of this will be one in the eye for Derek Fletcher.
Look, what's it got to do with Derek?
Oh, he was mouthing off in the bull last night. There's no money in milk rounds no more.
Well, and of course, he's an expert in the matter.
I told him what my customer's been saying. Still wouldn't change his tune. It's bound to fail.
Oh, regular little sunbeam, isn't he?
Well, he wasn't the most miserable there, neither.
No?
He and Craig marched in with a face like thunder. Mm. Said he'd come to watch the match, but hardly looked at it.
Yeah, well, Caroline's been rather concerned about him lately.
Oh, I don't know what the matter was. Right, come on, have you finished, girl?
Anything else you want me to do before I go in, mate?
That's all right. Manage this lot with one hand behind me back.
Well, I appreciate that. I just wondered if you were a little pushed this afternoon.
Ah, now, the only reason I got here late...
No, it's all right. I'm not chasing you up.
No. Have you ever seen a stoat dance?
A stoat? No.
Only ever seen it once before myself, years ago.
I've heard of it, of course.
Well, I was all ready to come here when Ailey shouts at me to fetch me gun. It's in this stoat.
Well, you've had one go through your hens, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So this was our chance to nail the blighter. Only when I got outside, it had gone.
Well, they move like grease lightning.
We thought we'd lost it. I was going back in when I sees this rabbit at the edge of the pasture. Stock still, and there's this stoat. Little way off, jinking and writhing. Coming towards the rabbit, then twisted away.
Fascinating.
Kept on going, swaying and turning, running in and out like it was hypnotising it.
Oh, hello, Di.
Hello, what's this?
Yeah, I was just coming in to show you the rings.
What are you talking about, Mike?
It's a stoat dancing in front of a rabbit.
Mesmerising it before it goes in for the kill.
Oh, it's amazing to watch. Stoat writhes all over the place like it's possessed.
It's pretty rare to get such a good display.
Ah.
I see. And does it mean anything?
Sorry?
Good luck. Bad luck. Does it have any significance?
Ah.
Well, it was nearly significant for the stoat. Almost blew it to bits.
I'll say.
Ailey's too soft, aren't they, for her own good. She maybe shoot over it in the end.
Oh, no.
Evening, Will.
All right, Matt.
Nice evening to be sitting out. What's this, making a toy fort for that little boy of yours?
It's not a fort. It's a Larsen trap.
Yeah, I know what it is. Bad news for crows and magpies, yeah? Yeah,
it will be when I finish.
How long's that going to be, then?
Dunno. It's the first I've tried making one myself.
Well, why not save the hassle and buy one?
Want to see if I can do it.
No, well, I suppose it fills in the time for you. Now, Cherrywood Drive.
Yeah, what about it?
Every time I go past it, I think about the axis.
Yeah, I know it gets boggy.
Well, what about running up a new track, direct from Spitfire?
No, we can't. There isn't the space.
If you clear a few trees, put down some hardcore.
We can't do that.
Why's that?
Well, we'll lose cover.
Not much.
Some of my best roosting trees are between those two drives.
No way of doing it?
Not without losing birds.
Well, all right. You know best.
Honestly, it wouldn't work.
Well, perhaps you could find another way. It's not very satisfactory, is it? You know, sending guns all around the houses.
Yeah, I'll take a look.
You want to be ready when the season comes? And since it's your quiet time?
Not that quiet, but I'll get up there soon.
Cheers. Hey, you've got a hard-working boy here, Clary.
I know I have, Mr. Crawford.
Hi, Mum.
Any word on the other one? The runaway?
If you mean Edward, no. We ain't heard nothing.
Ah, well, no news is good news, eh? Don't you worry, that boy can look after himself.
What's in the box, Mum?
Something for your tea.
Oh, I'm glad someone's taking care of my keeper. Look, can't hang around. People to see. Bottles to empty.
I'll try and look at Cherrywood tomorrow.
Ah, no, great rush. Day after will do. Bye, Clary.
Bye. Good riddance.
Mum.
Why don't he save his opinions till they're asked for?
Now you know how I feel half the time.
Have you eaten yet, William?
No. I was going to do myself some beans later.
Oh, you can have this. Lamb pasty, homemade, and I'll put in some salad.
Oh, fantastic. Well, but you needn't have bothered.
Didn't cook it for you, to be honest. It was for your father.
Well, don't you want it?
He's still over at Lakey Green.
You started the patio then?
Yep. Didn't think to warn me, of course.
Well, he'll want something when he gets in.
Just phoned to say he's getting a pub sandwich, then working on. I don't want this to go to waste.
Oh, it won't. Now you got me thinking about it. I'm starving.
Oh, good. And let's go in. I'll make you a cup of tea to go with that.
Well, if the pasty's anything like the stuff you made for the picnic. Did I tell you what a great time we had?
Oh.
Cara?
Oh.
Everything all right?
Yeah, I knocked over the salt cellar, that's all.
Well, go ahead.
What?
Throw the spilled salt over your shoulder.
Oh.
Well, that's what you were about to do, wasn't it?
Was I?
Well, it looked like it.
No, I was clearing up. There, it's all gone.
Would you like me to start on something to eat?
Better not, Oliver.
No, I don't mind. You must have lots left to do before tomorrow.
No, I haven't.
Tog's all ready?
Yep, everything's ready.
Oh, that's good. There's nothing wrong, is there?
No. Why should there be?
And you're not worrying?
No, of course not. It's all running like clockwork.
Yes. There's still no word from Carly.
No.
She must have had a better offer elsewhere.
Very possibly.
Were you thinking of cooking?
No.
Then why don't I root around, eh, and fix her some meal?
No, Oliver, you must.
Yeah, but I'm ravenous.
Hello?
Oh, hello, David. Come in.
Only for a minute while you get ready to come out, Oliver.
Pardon?
You haven't...
Not a word.
Well done. What's going on?
Brian's given me the job of collecting you.
What for?
Your stag night.
Oh, no.
Dinner and drinks at the Agriculturalists with a table booked in half an hour.
Well, it's really very thoughtful, but I can't possibly.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, but what about you? I can't desert you the night before our wedding.
I'm eating with Simon at Grey Gables.
Oh.
Been arranged for days.
I see. Well, I'll have to watch this one carefully when we're married, won't I, David?
Well, it's always best to keep a close eye on wives.
Well, no wonder you didn't want me to start cooking. Can't get rid of me fast enough, eh, Caroline?
Don't say that.
That was gorgeous, Mum.
And here's your tea to finish with.
Oh, really tasty.
I'm glad someone appreciated it.
Emma enjoyed the picnic on Monday.
Did she?
I don't know what made me ask her to come with us.
I'm surprised you did.
I could see George weren't happy when I collected him. We tried hanging on to both of us.
Oh, poor little mate.
Yeah, so I thought, why not? And it worked out okay.
Well, at least it's better for him if you weren't always arguing.
He had a great time. I took the ball with us, you know, the stripey one.
Oh,
He loves them colours, doesn't he?
If it had been up to him, we'd have stayed out all afternoon.
Does him good getting plenty of fresh air?
Oh, yeah. He loves playing outside.
Don't let your tea go cold.
Aren't you having a cup?
No, no. Keeps me awake if I have too much at this time.
Never used to.
I can't seem to settle nights, not the moment.
No, guess not.
It'd drive me mad working for someone like Matt Crawford.
You get used to it.
Shouldn't have to.
And I don't see that much of him. It's Brian I'm really answerable to.
Still. Well, at least they seem to think somewhat of you.
I put in the hours, that's why.
I know you do.
And it makes life easier. There hasn't been so much trouble the last few weeks.
Trouble?
Yeah, I was sorting out my afternoons with George.
You do seem to be working things out better.
Me and Emma? Yeah. She's being more reasonable now.
That's one good thing.
Oh, it was a laugh on Monday, rolling the ball for George. It were like, well, how it used to be.
William.
She was more her old self. The way she was before it all got spoiled.
Now, listen, love. Look, it's very good that you two ain't arguing all the time, but don't let it go no further.
Of course not.
She'll only mess you around again.
I'm not going to.
Well, good. Because that girl is nothing but trouble. Forget that and you're sunk.
You sure you don't mind, Oliver?
Not at all.
Chalky's having an early night. Uh-huh. Though I don't think he's curling up with a good book and a cup of cocoa.
Delighted to have you join us.
Yeah, I was resigning myself to going home. Then you lot came through from the restaurant.
It was a very nice meal, wasn't it?
Well, my steak au poivre was first class.
So, where are we off to next?
Nowhere. Brian's gone to order some more drinks.
Yeah, but after the next round.
Well, I'm happy staying here. Couple more brandies and off home.
Oh, I'll see.
Oliver needs a clear head for tomorrow.
Well, you don't fancy heading on to Pearly Gates, then?
Where?
It's a club.
Oh.
I don't think so, Matt.
Oh, you've got to have some spice and a stag, no?
We're fine as we are.
Right, fair enough.
Oh, Brian did well choosing here.
So this was his responsibility.
Oh, well, I knew nothing about the whole evening till a couple of hours ago.
He's becoming very sedate in his old age.
No, he isn't.
Yeah, must be. Chooses the agriculturalists for a stag night.
Well, I like it.
And yesterday he turned down a cracking gag off him for his reception speech.
Well, you know, I mean, humour's a very personal thing.
Yeah, he ruled his head off, but then he said it was a bit too fruity.
Well, in that case, I'm glad he turned it down. My grandchildren are going to be there.
When are they arriving?
Well, Eleanor said probably not till after midnight.
Whoa, they'll be exhausted.
Yeah, they're coming over from the States.
Oh, right.
And my son-in-law's had problems getting away from work.
It's good they made the effort, though.
Oh, yes. Although, nothing about this wedding seems quite real yet.
It's real enough, Oliver. In less than, 14 hours, you're going to be a married man again.
Yep. Yes.
Never too late to have second thoughts. You can still run away to sea.
Oh, I haven't any doubts about marrying Caroline. I've wanted to for a very long time.
You'll make a great couple.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, of course you will. What's Brian up to? Distilling the drinks himself? I beg him, man.
You know, David, I just wish Caroline seemed happier. She's been behaving rather oddly this week.
What? No, you're probably just imagining it.
I don't think so. Although she says she's not worried, I'm pretty sure she's getting cold feet about tomorrow.
That's another advantage of holding the wedding here.
Oh.
Being able to check your makeup in your own office.
How long have we got?
You're fine, Caroline. The registrar doesn't want you for, nearly 6 minutes.
Is that all?
Are you ready now?
Have I overdone the blusher?
No.
I don't look like something out of the circus.
Caroline, you look marvellous.
Oh, I know I don't.
You do.
My hair's not quite right, is it?
It's simply stunning. Oliver's a very lucky man.
I'm sure something's the matter with him, Shula.
No, it isn't.
I've never seen him look so pale. Completely drawn.
He's fine.
Then why does he keep disappearing into the gents?
Well, he's as nervous as you are.
I'm not nervous. How's that?
Perfect. Are we ready to go?
I missed what you said about India Beesborough.
Oh, she's bringing some flowers to the reception.
Oh, that's good of her.
On behalf of the Disabled Riders Group.
Oh.
Since you both helped with it, she was keen to organise a wedding bouquet.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Deep breath.
right. Shall we go through? Yes. Oh, no. My handkerchief. I had it when we came in here.
It's all right. I've got some tissues.
My blue handkerchief.
Oh.
I bought it specially. I'm not going out there without it.
Oh, something blue.
Oh, doesn't matter, I suppose.
It's all right. We've got a minute or two.
Oh, do you mind? I've got everything else.
Oh, you must have dropped it. I'd no idea you'd become such a stickler for tradition.
My mother's bracelet's old and borrowed. The outfit's new. Oh, Shula! How could you leave your mobile on?
It's not mine. It's coming from your bag.
What? Oh, yes. Oh, it's in here, the handkerchief. Good. Oh, it's a text. See you soon, C XXX.
Who's that?
Oh, it's Carly. She's finally made up her mind. I'll have to make sure there's an extra playset.
Caroline?
Yes?
You have switched your mobile off now, haven't you?
Here we are, gentlemen.
Oh.
A glass of nicely fizzing hangover tablets.
You only brought one glass, Roy.
Oh, sorry. Do you both...
No, it's fine. You take that, Bran.
Oh, no, absolutely not. No, I don't need it.
Well, what about your headache?
Getting much better, thanks, Oliver. It's almost gone.
Don't worry, I can easily get some more.
Yes, all right, I'll manage without. It's only a couple of minutes to the kick-off.
You sure?
Go on, get that down,
yeah. Oh, thanks, cheers. You're a better man than I am, Gungadin.
Oh. Is everything all right?
Yeah, don't worry. No, we just let Matt talk us into one too many brandies last night, that's all.
Too many. Possibly even three or four.
It. If you can make your way into the function room now, please. That's right, Jack. That way.
Linda, have you seen Roy?
Caroline, I thought you were with the registrar.
I can't find him anywhere.
It's all right. I can deal with this.
Well, what's the matter?
We need another play set at the reception.
There's been a late acceptance.
Carly.
Oh, well, don't worry. Yes, through there, Lord Netherborn. Once the ceremony's started, I'll make sure another place is put out.
Thank you.
Not at all.
No, we're cutting it a little fine.
Oh, I'm ready now.
Well, then let's go in.
Caroline, before you go, may I say what a fabulous ensemble you're wearing. You look lovely. Oh,
I'm not sure I feel it.
No, really, you do. Really lovely.
Thank you.
Hi, Cass.
Oh, Carly. Hello.
Did you get my text?
And Christopher.
Hello, Caroline. Is it all right me coming too?
Yes, of course.
I knew you'd want me to bring my boyfriend.
No, that's fine.
You go on, Caroline. I'll show Carly and Christopher through. And rustle up two extra places at the reception.
I haven't missed anything, have I?
Oh, thank heavens, Brian. I thought I was going to be the only witness.
Where are they, then?
In the side room with the registrar.
Getting the pre-match pep talk.
That sort of thing.
Oh, so she's turned up.
Carly, yes. And look who she's got in tow.
Christopher Carter. So that's still going on, is it?
They've helped themselves to a couple of good seats, haven't they?
Any further forward, they'd be getting married themselves.
Oh, the registrar's taking his time.
I must remember to keep an eye on Adrian Netherborn at the inn.
Why?
I've been asked to make sure he doesn't get lost on his way to the grub.
Oh, I do wish they'd hurry up. The sooner it starts, the better for Caroline. She's completely on edge.
Really?
Yes, I've never known her so jumpy.
Don't see why. She and Oliver are a perfect match.
Yes, but there's definitely something bothering her.
Please don't. Yeah, you go first, Caroline.
Oh, it looks like they're ready.
Oh, come on, Shula. This is it.
I do solemnly declare that I, Oliver Peregrine Sterling, know not of any lawful impediment... No, not of any lawful impediment, why I may not... Of any lawful impediment, why I may not be joined in matrimony to... may not be joined in matrimony... Caroline,
I'm sorry.
Be joined in... I'm so sorry. No, I'm so sorry. No, we'll be all right in a minute, Karen.
I give you this ring as a token of my love and a symbol of our marriage. I promise to be loving, faithful,
loyal and true.
Certainly not like any other wedding I've ever been to.
I gave up trying to keep a straight face when even the registrar started grinning.
Jenny says Caroline getting the giggles made everyone relax.
It was much more fun than usual.
Yeah. Roy? Oh,
what can I do for you, Brian?
Roy, I wanted to thank you for your emergency first aid.
It's all part of the service. How's your head now?
Nice, clear as a bell.
I think everyone's feeling a lot better than they were an hour ago, Roy. Caroline's positively radiant.
So, Mrs. Sterling, happy with the way it went?
Oh, you've no idea how happy.
Good.
Am I forgiven, Oliver?
Well, nothing to forgive. But you've heard my middle name before.
No, I haven't. You've never told me.
I must have done.
I haven't even seen it on a document.
Well, admittedly, I tend not to broadcast it. I've never been too fond of Peregrine.
I don't know why it seems so funny.
Robert Falcon Scott was a great hero of my father's. Peregrine was his attempt to follow suit.
Normally, I'd never react like that.
Well, it was Carly who set you off.
Oh, when she started, that was it. Then you joined in.
I couldn't help it. I mean, you were laughing fit to bust.
Only because I was such a great big bundle of nerves.
Really?
Yes. Dreadful. I think I have been for days. Though I didn't know till I laughed it out.
So what was making you nervous?
I'm not sure.
I was worried you were going off marriage.
Not at all, you silly old thing. I couldn't be happier.
Aye, here's your partner in mischief.
Got something for you two.
Oh, that's kind of you, Carly.
Because, I saw this wedding card with one on, and I thought, well, Chris makes them, so why not get him to make a real one?
Make what?
Chris will show you. Where's he got to?
Oh, looks like he's been hijacked.
Who's he got into?
Oh, don't worry. She's an old friend of Christopher's. India Beesborough.
India? No wonder. Her backside's as big as a continent.
She's a very nice girl.
Well, she's not getting her hooks into Chris. Excuse me.
Oh, honestly.
It's not that big, actually.
No, of course it isn't. She's simply got a well-developed seat for riding.
No, India. It's a subcontinent, not a continent.
How are we doing out here, Linda?
Oh, coping nicely, thank you, Roy. How's the reception?
Brian's just finished his speech.
What was it like?
Well, just right. It's funny, friendly, but nothing too personal.
Oh, good.
Actually, Caroline seemed quite relieved when he finished. Must have been worried it wasn't going to be any good.
Well, it's nice you were able to hear it.
I've only been supervising the fetching and carrying in there. And it's not long till the staff do.
Yes, that's something to look forward to.
Oh, and Caroline sends this.
Oh, piece of wedding cake. How kind of her.
Well, she says she wants her most senior and valued colleagues to feel a special part of the day.
Oh.
So go on. Dig in while it's quiet.
Not just now, Roy. I'll save it for later to share with Robert.
Do you think anyone will mind?
Oh, it's only for a couple of minutes. The rest of the afternoon is going to be such a rush.
True enough. Oh, you've still got to thank the staff.
And there are the photos.
And I've promised Billy another piggyback ride.
And then straight off to Scotland.
Oh, we'll have a marvellous time.
I'm really looking forward to seeing Scone Palace.
Oh, you'll love it.
But I wanted a quiet moment with you first.
What for?
To see what it's like actually being married to you.
And?
Not too bad at all.
Oh, can't you do that in private?
Sorry.
I thought my office was private.
Well, we saw you dive in here and we're going now. So, Chris?
This is from us.
Oh, thank you.
You've made it yourself, Christopher?
Yeah.
Horseshoes are lucky, you see.
So I've heard.
And this is for luck too, Kaz.
Oh, thank you, Carly.
All the best.
Thanks.
We've got a shoot. Bye, Oliver Peregrine.
Bye, Carly.
Don't take any notice. I think Peregrine's cool.
Come on!
I wouldn't mind being Christopher Mariadoc.
No. Peregrine's not from Lord of the Rings. Or Scott of the... Oh, never mind.
Isn't that good of them?
Yes, a lucky horseshoe. How appropriate. Especially now you're developing such a superstitious streak.
I'm not superstitious.
No?
No.
So when I found you throwing salt over your shoulder...
Oh, you can't count that.
Touching wood, wondering if stoats are some kind of omen.
Oh, well, yeah.
Darling, I'm only teasing.
It's odd, really. Part of being so anxious, probably.
Anxious about what?
Oh, it's silly.
No, go on, go on. I'd like to know.
Well, I started thinking about Robin at the weekend. About what happened when we were engaged.
That crash you were in?
Yeah. It changed everything between us. But then, of course, Guy.
You lost him so quickly, didn't you?
Twice I thought my life was mapped out. I was going to be happy.
Only to see it snatched away?
Yeah. So I got myself used to being, well, not very happy. Until you came along.
Oh, Caroline.
Part of me has been so scared it's going to be taken away again.
Well, it won't be.
Oh, but it's such a deep fear, Oliver. So I suppose I was just fighting back.
That's what throwing the salt was all about.
I think so. I don't believe in any of it, really.
Well, if it helped you get through...
And after all that worry, the only thing to go wrong was me getting the giggles.
Well, we both did. But I don't think we need good luck charms anymore.
Neither do I. We've got all we need right here.
Sorry I'm late, Tom. Have you had to hang on?
It's okay. I've been catching up on paperwork.
I'll go back in the office. I'll manage the freezer boxes.
I might as well make myself useful.
There's only a couple of them.
How come David's skived off and left you to do all the donkey work?
Oh, my choice. He's dealing with the engineer.
Oh?
There's something up with the belt and the grain dryer.
Isn't it running properly?
The tension's all wrong. But they seem to be getting it sorted.
Well, I must be even more irresistible than I thought.
Oh, yeah?
I wasn't expecting her yet. Hi.
Hello, Brenda.
Hiya, Ruth. I picked up your message.
Oh, yeah? Going to help us bring in the freezer boxes?
Absolutely.
It won't take a minute.
You're an absolute star, Tom.
Hey, polish any harder. You go through the glass, Clary.
Evening, Mike.
You've got them windows sparkling.
Better than they was, anyway.
Is Joe around?
Is it important?
No, that's one of the Guernseys. I can leave a message if he's out.
It ain't that. He's still got his head down.
Oh.
He's taken to having a kip in the afternoon.
Morning milk is really getting to him.
Oh, he comes home exhausted. He can barely keep his eyes open over dinner.
Well, at least Oliver and Caroline's only gone for a couple of days.
Yeah, it's better when Oliver's taking his turn. It gives Joe more of a chance to recover.
Well, they'll be back on Monday, if they stop laughing.
Hey?
Well, Susan was telling me about it in the shop. Caroline got the giggles during the ceremony.
No.
It started everyone off. Oliver was just as bad.
Oh, our William were there, but I ain't seen him since. What were they laughing at?
Nerves, Susan reckons. She says everything went all right after that.
How come she knows so much about it?
Because Christopher was there for the whole thing.
Chris, how did he get self-invited?
Through Carly.
Oh.
It's the first time Susan sounded pleased they were going out together.
I bet she's making the most of it.
Oh, yeah. She's expecting their photo to turn up in Borchester Life.
Christopher and Carly.
Along with everyone else.
Christopher will probably be making rabbit's ears behind someone's head.
Well, as long as it's not Lord Netherbourne.
Oh, we were there, weren't we?
Oh, yeah. She wouldn't stop talking about it. Ambridge's Society Wedding of the Year, she called it.
Well, I'm glad she's got so much to be pleased about. Pity her daughter spoiled things for everyone else.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry there's still no news.
It's all right.
Look, will you tell Joe it's the Guernsey with the broad white band on its muzzle?
He'll know the one you mean.
Oh, you can't miss her. Ask him to take a look at her right eye tomorrow.
What's wrong with it?
Well, some or nothing. I couldn't see no dirt, but it was watering a lot.
What do you want Joe to do?
Well, if it's come up inflamed, I've left the puffer box on the shelf. Or if he thinks it's getting serious...
Oh, listen, you better come in and write this down.
Oh, OK.
We're going to put the kettle on anyway.
Oh, no, that's all right.
Oh, if you ain't got time.
Well, I've got plenty, but you'll be wanting to get a meal on for Eddie, won't you?
He won't be home for ages yet. He stays working in Lakey Green till it gets dark.
Oh. Well, all right then. I wouldn't say no to a cup of tea.
So, what time's he arriving?
He's aiming to get there about 1:30.
Mm-hmm. Tell him to go straight to the fine food stand.
OK.
And if I'm not there, well, someone will know where I am.
Don't worry, David's bound to run into one of you.
Oh, I'm not there over the weekend.
I thought you were going for the whole show, Brenda.
No, not going till Monday now.
Setting off at the crack of dawn, I hope.
I will, don't worry.
Have you got time off for good behaviour, then?
No, it's Phoebe's birthday party on Sunday.
Oh. And it wouldn't be the same without Auntie Brenda.
Didn't think I'd be able to stay for it, but Tom's organised cover.
Well, don't go pinching all the ice cream and pizza.
I'll try not to. Oh, she loved her present and car, by the way.
Good.
Right then. Well, I'd better get off.
See you, Ruth.
Enjoy your party. And let's hope the show drums up business for all of us.
Too right. See ya.
Bye.
So, that's the Hereford samples in place.
This could be your lucky night, Tom Archer.
Oh, yeah?
I owe you big time.
Mm. Might just have to take you up on that.
I'm made up about Sunday. But why didn't you tell me you were getting someone to take my place?
It's taken all week to persuade Helen, that's why.
You could have told me you were looking for a replacement.
I didn't want to raise your hopes and then fail to deliver.
I don't think there's much chance of that.
Hmm.
These any use to you, Adam?
Oh, thanks.
A thought of beer and a few nibbles might go down well.
Half time, I take it?
Yeah, and it's a decent game. You don't fancy coming in for the second half?
Not really. I'm enjoying the sunshine.
Okay. It seems funny, that's all.
What?
Yeah, I know you're not a huge football fan, but I've seen you watch the odd match.
Only now and then.
Oh, come on. It's a quarter final.
I'm not in the mood, Ian.
Well, it's not only the football you're avoiding, that's clear enough.
They're getting big so fast. They'll soon outgrow that broody coop.
Phoebe's chicks.
Yeah, so I've been patching up one of Betty's old hen arcs, trying to make it stoke-proof.
He sounds real crafty, the one you was talking about.
Oh, amazing it was. I mean, had this rabbit spellbound.
It's like with Eddie's ferrets. People don't credit the brains some animals has got.
Mm.
There you go.
Hmm? Oh, tar.
Help yourself to sugar.
Oh, cheers. It's the first one I've had since breakfast.
Oh, no, I couldn't last all day without.
Well, I've been too busy to stop.
Yeah, I suppose. Doing the round, afternoon milking.
I had a quick run up the wood. Some of the saplings needed attention.
Well, don't you overdo it. You've got to look after yourself.
Look, do you want that?
No, Tom.
Oh, I'm best off not having too much time on my hands.
Yeah.
Hmm. Especially not in the house. Seems empty most of the time. Phoebe at school, Roy and Ailey at work.
And I don't suppose you're seeing that much of Brenda at the moment.
Wouldn't know she was living with us. Not between working at Jack's and going out with Tom.
But everyone's still there in the evening, sir.
Oh, yeah. We eat together most nights. I have a good natter.
That's nice.
Hmm. It's afterwards, gets a bit quiet. Brenda goes out, Roy and Ailey need time to themselves.
It's only natural.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but you're right, you feel it when there's no one around.
Well, evenings is when me and Betty did most of our talking.
When you weren't out dancing?
Yeah. Still, I should be grateful for the company I've got while it's still there.
What do you mean?
I can't see Roy and Ailey staying much longer.
You went out a falling out.
Oh, no. We're getting on better than ever. They've been very good to me these past months.
That's what I thought.
There's always property guides lying around.
Every young couple dreams of finding somewhere.
Well, it ain't just a dream no more. Since Roy got his promotion, they're in with a real chance.
I know you'll miss them, and Phoebe, if they go, but really, it's a good thing.
Yeah, I know.
Shows they're making a go of their lives.
Oh, I don't want to hold them back. Me and Betty always knew we'd see the kids leave one day.
It's bound to happen.
She said it'd show we'd done our job proper.
She was right.
Oh, when they do, I'll have to take pride in it for both of us.
Yeah.
Don't mean I'm looking forward to it, though.
No. An empty house don't feel right somehow.
It doesn't, does it?
Sometimes I don't even want to come back from the dairy, not when I know I'm going to be on my own.
Was Eddie still working all hours?
Yeah. I did listen to what you said last week about his way of coping. Can't make it no easier, though.
No, it's hard.
Joe's always been so good at cheering me up, you know, but now the poor old soul's either dragging himself to work or stretched out trying to recover.
Listen, Clary, Tell him not to bother milking tomorrow.
He'll have to.
No, he won't. I'll do it.
You can't. You got your round.
I'll start early, get that out of the way, then go on to Grange Farm.
Oh, no, we couldn't ask
I told you, I like being busy. Tell him it's because I want to check the one with the sore eye.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah. Give him another day to catch his breath.
Oh, Mike, I'd be ever so grateful.
What's the matter? I thought the second half had started.
I can't keep my mind on it. We've got to sort this out, Adam.
Oh, no.
I've tried giving you time to get used to the idea.
I've told you I'm not interested.
Why won't you even discuss it?
There's no point.
Why not?
Okay. Let me spell it out.
I wish you would.
To start with, I deeply resent your assumption that I want to be a parent as much as you do.
I'm not assuming anything.
Yes, you are.
I simply want you to be involved.
And I've told you, I've absolutely no wish to have kids.
All I'm saying...
I've no problem with them. I love being a big brother, an uncle.
And you're very good at it.
But I don't want any of my own. Call me a freak, but there's a lot of us out there.
But look, that's how you feel now, but it's not something to rule out forever.
Why not?
People grow and change.
I've always felt like this. And do you know what?
What?
Babies are one thing the world's not short of. Maybe a few more people should think like I do.
And what about my feelings? Aren't they important?
Yes, of course they are.
Thank you.
It's precisely because I don't want to see you hurt that I'm not encouraging this fantasy.
It's not a fantasy.
I'm sorry, but it is. You're mixing up wish fulfillment with harsh reality.
How do you make that out?
Well, think about it. Mad's career is in London.
So?
So you're going to be living at least 2 hours away from any child you have.
Oh, sorry, excuse me, have I lost the power of movement?
How often will you get down there? Once a fortnight? Once a month?
I was hoping we'd have as much contact as possible.
Be realistic. You won't have any practical involvement day to day.
Of course I will.
You might be a father, but you won't be a dad.
I'm not planning on being a spectator in my own child's life.
That's exactly what you'll be. Mads is all over you now because she's still raw from breaking up.
No, that's...
You're her safety guy, the one who's no threat when she's vulnerable.
That's not it.
Once she's over Dermot, what if she has a baby, then meet someone else?
She's not looking to.
But if she does...
We'll deal with it when it happens responsibly.
Oh, please, you'll be straight out of the picture.
Adam.
This... Weird sperm donor uncle your kid only hears from twice a year.
No, it won't.
They'll open the card, shake out the money, then forget all about you till Christmas.
No, that's not going to happen.
You can't stop it, Ian. And I can't bear to see you get your heart broken.
Will you listen? I am not a complete idiot.
I'm not saying that.
This isn't some half-baked whim. I mean, okay... Mads asking me to be a father came right out of the blue.
She was just trying a lark.
But it really hit home. I'm not like you, Adam. I'd love to be a dad.
It's not as simple as that.
No. It takes a lot of dedication and hard work, and that's what I'm willing to offer.
Don't be ridiculous. How are you going to manage? Give up the perfect job? Move to London?
Well...
Ian?
If I'm not getting any support from the person I love here, and I have a child down there who needs me, then maybe that would be the best thing to do.
If you'd like to take a look at Caroline and Oliver's wedding album, where it seems that spots are in Ambridge this year, the pictures are there on the section of the Radio 4 website that's devoted to the Archers. Just go to bbc.co.uk/radio4 and click on The Archers. The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts and the editor...